Steve Harmon.
Newsday. Beacon Radio's exclusively uncovered a worrying new craze on the railways where kids are risking their lives by lying in front of trains. Hundreds of thousands have viewed the internet footage and rail bosses fear it could spark copycat activity in the West Midlands. Newsday's Steve Harmon reports from Wolverhampton train station.
Well, the stunt believed to have been filmed in America shows a young boy lying face down on the tracks and letting a train run over him.
A memorial event is being held this weekend for a Wolverhampton man murdered outside a nightclub. 23-year-old Tom Kerwin was stabbed during a night out at Ubera in the city in July. The event at the ECC in Bushbury on Sunday is hoping to raise funds for a football team that's been named in memory of the Wolves fan. It's been organised by his fiancée, Jade Elwell.
It's just been so amazing, the support that we've had from everybody, even just the condolences from what's happened to Tom.
There's also been some on-off violence this evening in Wolverhampton. Our reporter Steve Herman's there. He reckons it's calming down in the Black Country, though.
Yeah, well, I've just been on Victoria Street here in the city centre, where riot police have just rushed dozens of youths and they penned them in next to this Just 99p store. It appears they were causing some trouble trying to kick in some of the shops on Victoria Street, but the riot police...
Nearly 100 firefighters have been tackling a huge blaze in Wolverhampton city centre this afternoon. It started at Carver's Builders Merchants on Little Lane after 11 o'clock and fire crews are expected to be there into tomorrow. Beacon's Steve Herman has this report.
It just appeared to start so quickly.
That's Henry Carver, the owner of the company, which has been in his family for over 100 years.
You have to sort of take positives that, you know, when I left the building, nobody else was in it.
Luckily, nobody was injured, but 70% of the building, which is just off the ring road, has been destroyed. Just looking at it now, I can see that it's wilted under the intense heat of the fire.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Steve Herman, live at Wolverhampton Racecourse. Thousands of people have arrived here after completing the Walk of the Black Country.
Excited!
Good to do it. Really good experience.
The West Midlands, Beacon Radio.
West Brom's FA Cup semi-final against Portsmouth is about to begin in 15 minutes. The Baggies hope to make it to the final as they did 40 years ago when they won the cup against Everton. Beacon Radio's Steve Herman is at Wembley speaking to the fans.
Yeah, with a few more Albion fans on Wembley Way. So very interestingly dressed with the jester's hats and the flags. Very good attire there.
Well, yeah, we just thought we might as well do something for the game.
The Goal Zone on Beacon.
With WeWantAnyCar.com. Sell your car for a great deal. Why settle for anything less?
Now Hamill. Plenty of space for Zubar to attack and the Wolves fans urging him towards the north bank. Here's Hamill crossing from deep. It's flicked towards O'Hara. Now Fletcher!
Yes!
Yes! Fletcher into the bottom right hand corner! It came off the back of O'Hara, but it fell invitingly to the Scotsman, and he's got his second goal of the game! 9 minutes to go! Wolves 2, Sunderland 1!
And there goes the final whistle. Wolves are relegated back to the Championship. Manchester City have hammered the final nail into Wolves' Premier League coffin. It's finished here at Molineux. Wolves 0, Manchester City 2.
Terry, obviously a very difficult day today. Are you able to put it into words for us?
Only that it's very emotional. It's a raw day for anyone connected with the football club, to be honest.
Well, the Civic and the Wolfren Hall officially opened on this day back in 1938. A few days later, it hosted its first ever gig. It featured this pair, Webster Booth and Anne Ziegler. Well, enough of that. It went on to host even bigger names, including Led Zeppelin frontman and the Black Country's own Robert Plant. That was a personal favourite of the Civic's John Penny.
It just kind of felt right that we were in Wolverhampton and that this was our kind of local hero we were watching as well, you know.
When I meet famous people, I'm getting excited now talking to you about it. I get so starstruck every time.
There's a headline there. Alexandra Burke stalks Ricky Gervais.
In a world filled with constant streams of up-to-the-minute news, how do you know where to turn for the truth? There is only one man, only one place. Stato Steve Herman on Beacon 97.2 and 103.1 FM. He's a real man.